The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, said, recite durood salutations upon me abundantly. No doubt it is purification for you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, we are participating in Farz Ulum course. In this course, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, the basic, essential and obligatory things are being taught, and alhamdulillah, we are trying to learn. So far, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, aqaid, beliefs about Almighty Allah azza wa jal, beliefs about prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, and especially the beliefs about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and other different essential ulooms we tried to learn. In our last class, in our last lecture, we learned about sharait, preconditions of salah, and which things must be kept in mind while offering, while performing salah. Inshallah, today we will learn about sharait, preconditions and faraid of salah, which are obligatory, which are necessary, and if a person will ignore any one of them, and he doesn't perform any of preconditions, or he does not perform and act upon accordingly to any fard, his salah will become invalid. So these are those obligatory and essential things which a person must keep in his mind. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. First condition was taharat, purity. First condition was purity. Second condition was sitr, wailing. Third condition was istiqbale qibla. Third condition was, we must learn these terminologies of Sharia so we can guide also other people in this way. So third condition is, precondition is istiqbale qibla, means facing towards qibla, means facing towards. And fourth shart is time, waqt. It is necessary to offer salah within its stipulated time. For example, today's asr salah is to be offered, it is necessary that the time of asr has begun. Asr salah will not be valid if it is offered before the beginning of its time. Usually the timetables of salah are displayed in masajid. The timings of salah can easily be ascertained with the help of the timetables compiled by reliable taqeed dan, experts in salah or fast timings, and certified by Ahlus Sunnah scholar. It is mustahab for Islamic sisters to offer Fajr Salah in its initial time. As for other Salah, it is better for them to wait for men's Jamaat and offer Salah after the Jamaat ends. So first two masail which we learned, that are very important. If a person wants to offer any Salah, the Salah time must start. So this is considerable thing. And nowadays what happens, especially here, our most of Islamic brothers are, they belong to Hanafi school of thought. Most of us belong to Hanafi school of thought, and especially for Asr Salah, there's a difference of opinion between Imam Azam Abu Hanifa and Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala. So now what happens? The masjid near to us belongs to Shafi'i school of thought. Now what will happen? Nowadays, 3:15, they start Asr Azan. And according to Hanafi school of thought, now still Zuhr Salah time remains. So if we are now starting our Asr Salah, our according to Hanafi school of thought, whoever follows the teachings of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala, his Salah will not start at all. Now, this type of problem now we face, because I also normally listen and hear every day the Asr Azan Salah especially, it starts very early. And the people who are ignorant of these masails, now what happened normally, especially Islamic sisters who are punctual in their Salah, they start reading Salah immediately after Azan. So if this thing is happening in our houses, and especially those Islamic brothers' houses who belong to Hanafi school of thought, we must teach them this Mas'ala, that according to Hanafi school of thought, this is the specific time at which the Asr time Salah starts. So as well as other Salah times matter is same. If Salah time is not started and we started offering Salah, now what will happen? Our Salah will not be acceptable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that Salah will be considered Qadha as Miss Salah. So this thing is very important. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has also mentioned in Holy Quran that these Salah are being made obligatory upon you on their specific times. So this is the ruling of Quran. So we must have to learn these masail also, as well as now Alhamdulillah, due to the softwares, technology and these types of things, it is very easy to know the timing of Salah. Let's suppose if now I ask that what will be the time of today's Zuhr Salah starting in your mobile phone, you can easily know what is the time of Salah. And especially, Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is presented also its software. According to my knowledge, it tells us about more than 2.7 million places Salah time. Alhamdulillah, this software tells us, which is Alhamdulillah has been launched by IT Majlis of Dawat-e-Islami. And you can get this software also from www.dawatislami.net, as well as you can get, I hope that you could get this software from Maktabatul Madina also. So other websites, normally if they belong to Shafi'i school of thought, or if they follow a Maliki school of thought, they will only write Asr time starts. And they will mention the timing of Asr Salah according to their Imam's teaching. That's also correct. I don't disagree with this thing. But Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami has provided us this facility also, that if you want to search Shafi'i school or other school of thoughts Asr timing, you can find it easily. And if you are Hanafi, you'll just put in the settings, if you'll put in that Hanafi timing, yeah, then you'll get the time of Asr Hanafi also accordingly, inshallah. This is very easy to get the timings from these softwares.
It says Asr Shafi, 13 past 3.
It means 3:15. Nowadays Asr time is starting.
Hanafi ke liye 4 baje.
See how much difference is?
45 minutes.
45 minutes, very big difference. If a person, he is just hearing the voice of Shafi'i Azan, what will happen? He will think, oh, my Asr Salah, Zuhr Salah is gone. Now he won't offer that Salah. So, if it is possible, these Islamic brothers, they have the access and reach and approach up to such masajid which belong to other schools of thought. If you could increase these wording before Azan, that according to Shafi'i school of thought, this Azan is being given. Other schools of thought, they may follow their Imam's timing. So if we could announce just like this, we can save a lot of people from missing their Salah also. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
What happened if in a place where there's only one mosque?
Ji.
Say that mosque is a Shafi'i mosque.
Ji.
And you are not in that village or that area.
Ji, ji.
So what do you do now? You want to read the namaz with Jamaat. Okay? Now their jamaat is 3:30.
Ji.
And your namaz start at 4:00.
Ji.
Do you miss the jamaat and wait for 4:00, or what do you do?
According to us, the salah time still not started. And at that time, whoever will offer salah, his salah will not be valid. Asr salah is, maybe it will be, this will be considered as nafl.
So he can't read with jamaat?
No. He can't. He is not allowed to get that jamaat with the intention of asr salah.
So every salah you can read now at home?
Ji.
Only that salah.
If imam follows the rulings of Sharia and he is eligible to become imam, now he must be followed except this asr salah matter.
Because the Fajr time is also big difference. You get one azan at 5:15, the other azan at 6:00.
But timing is the same. But it's the same time.
Only the difference is regarding Asr Salah matter. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. 3 makruh times from the time of sunrise up to the next 20 minutes. After sunrise, 20 minutes time is makruh. Any salah is not allowed to be offered at this time. Number 2, from 20 minutes before sunset to the time of sunset. So before sunset, last 20 minutes of the day are considered makruh. You're not allowed to offer salah while the sun is setting and near to set, at least for last 20 minutes. And third, from nisful nahar to the time when the sun begins to decline, no salah, whether it is fard, wajib, nafl or qada, is permissible during these 3 times. So these 3 times are specified as makruh times. Any salah is not allowed to be offered in these times. This nisful nahar is that time which just ends before zuhr. As this time ends, zuhr salah's timing starts. So before that, almost 40-45 minutes, this is makruh time. In this, any salah, whether it is fard, whether it is wajib, whether it is nafl, whether it is janazah, according to Ahnaf, any salah is not allowed while these 3 timings. However, if someone has not offered Asr Salah and Makruh time has started, he can still offer it. But delaying Salah to this extent is haram. So one exceptional case is there, that if a person, he was coming from his office, he was traveling, and due to his journey, he could not stop his vehicle to any place where he could offer Salah. Now he reaches to his house, or a certain place, or he reaches such a place where he could make wudu. Now after making wudu, when he wants to start the salah, makruh time is started, last 20 minutes left. Now he has to offer salah intentionally and deliberately while he has the option to offer salah in not non-makruh time, in normal time. Now in this case, it is haram to delay salah up to such time. So I hope that this mas'ala is also has been clarified. First precondition was taharat. First precondition was taharat means purification. Taharat means purification. Second precondition was sitr. Sitr-e aurat means veiling. Third precondition was istiqbal-e qibla, means facing towards qibla. And fourth precondition is waqt, the time of salah, in which the salah which he wants to offer, its time must be present also. And fifth precondition is niyat, intention. Fifth precondition is? Niyat. Fifth shart of salah is? Niyat. Niyat means firm intention in heart. So, firm intention of heart is called niyat. Although verbal intention is not necessary, it is better provided the intention is present in heart. Further, making intention in Arabic language isn't necessary. It can be made in any other language. So, normally we think that our intention would be that thing which we are uttering from our tongue. So, remember, this is just, you can say, the words of intention. We are just uttering the words of intention. Intention itself is the firm intention of your heart. This is your intention. Normally, what happens if I want to go to Jamaat. Now, Zuhr or Asr or Maghrib Salah is going on. Imam Sahib, he was in Qiyam. And now, he's just going to perform Ruku and says, Allahu Akbar. And I just entered in the Masjid. What happens? I'll rush towards Jamaat and towards the Saf. And what will happen now? I'll stand there and then 4 rakat salah, zuhur, and after the behind this imam and this and that. We start uttering the words of intention. And we think that if we not utter these words, our salah won't start at all. So remember, you are coming from your house, from your office, or from other place to the masjid. With which intention? With the intention of performing salah. And that salah is maybe zuhur or asr or whatever salah you want to offer. Now you had the firm intention to offer salah. That's why you are coming to the masjid. Now this is your intention. This is that niyat which is considered preconditions of salah. So if now you are going to miss the ruku with imam, no, that rakat will also be considered missed. So what you have to do? Now leave uttering of the word with your tongue. Now just say Allahu Akbar and just start your namaz with imam. So I hope that this is also, alhamdulillah, is a very easy thing for us to understand. And inshallah, this thing will also save on so many occasions. This will save our rakat or maybe takbir-e-ula also, inshallah. And we will get good, very best reward, inshallah.
Moshe, by this sitr-e-awad that you discussed, is for Hanafi and
Shafi
same or
same.
For different
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As regards intention, there is no significance of verbal utterance. For example, if the intention of Zuhur, Salah, was present in heart, but the words Asr instead of Zuhur was mistakenly uttered, Zuhur, Salah will still be valid. So if I was making the intention to offer Salah, Zuhur, and unintentionally I uttered the word Asr, Salah, now this doesn't affect my Salah, and my Salah will still be valid. The least level of intention is that if someone asks as to which salah is about to be offered, one should reply promptly. If he is in such a state that he has to recall before replying, then his salah will not be valid. So intention, what is, you can say the least amount of intention, what is the least standard of intention, that if someone says which salah are you going to offer, instantly, promptly, I have to answer Zuhur Salah. I have to answer Asr Salah. And if I'm thinking, oh, I came for this and this and this, now it means I didn't have firm intention in my heart. So, intention, niyat, is only and only the firm intention of your heart. So, when firm intention will be found, niyat will be found ultimately. So, this thing is very important. If the salah is fard, the intention of fard is also necessary. For example, the intention I am offering the fard of today's zuhur is to be present in heart. So at least for fard salah, even there are different masail you can learn from Bahari Shariat also. They are very detailed masail. Remember, at least the intention of fard, this must be in your heart. The intention of fard, facing towards Qibla, offering behind Imam, this is not necessary. What should be the intention in your heart? Fard. I am offering Fard Salah. This must be in your heart. This, then it will be called your intention. Otherwise, this won't be called your intention. And in for the rest of Salah, if you're offering Sunnah, if you're offering Nafl, now only I am offering Salah. This is enough to be considered that your intention is valid. So I hope this is also an easy Mas'ala. At least, you must have firm intention that I am going to offer Fard Salah. This is standard for Fard, the intention of the Fard. As well as, and rest of the all Salah, whether it is Sunnat-e-Muakkada, Ghair-e-Muakkada, Nawafil, whatever you are offering. Now at least, if you have the intention for Nawafil and Sunnah, that I am offering Salah, now there is no need to say Sunnah of Zuhur, Sunnah of Asr, Nawafil of Asr, Zuhur, just like this. There is no need. Although if you utter, that is better. But at least what should be in your mind and heart. So this is the, you can say, the least standard of intention of niyat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. As well as for wajib salah. Witr is wajib. Now you must have the firm intention of offering wajib salah. This is enough for your intention. Takbir tahrima. Starting salah by uttering the word Allahu Akbar is compulsory. Now, 7 faraid of salah. We will discuss also inshallah briefly. 7 faraid of salah. So, first 6 things which we learn. First of all, taharat. First of all, means purification. Means second shart of salah, sitr. Means veiling or covering your sitr. Third precondition is istiqbale. Third condition is
istiqbale.
Third condition is istiqbale. Qibla means facing towards
Qibla.
Fourth precondition is fourth precondition is waqt, timing. Timing of the salah. And fifth precondition is niyat. Niyat means firm intention of your heart. Niyat means
firm intention of your heart.
And sixth is to utter takbir-e-tahrima, to Allahu Akbar. Now the 7 faraid, the conditions of salah is, there are 7 faraid in salah. Number 1, takbir-e-tahrima. Number 2, qiyam. Number 3, qiraat. Number 4, ruku. Number 5, sujood. Number 6, qada yakhira. Number 7, khuruji bisun'ihi. These things also have its details. Number 1, takbir-e-tahrima. In fact, takbir-e-tahrima, also called takbir-e-ula, is one of the preconditions of for salah, but it has also been included in the faraid because it is closely attached to the acts of salah. So as a person says Allahu Akbar, so instantly his salah starts. So due to the attachment of the say words Allahu Akbar with the af'al of salah, with the action of salah, now this thing is also considered as fard of salah. This is also precondition as well as this is also faraid, one of the faraid of salah.
Somebody didn't utter from the tongue and he say in the heart Allahu Akbar. I mean not from the tongue.
He did not pronounce at all.
Not at all, but in heart he says.
This mas'ala is coming inshallah. If the muqtadi says the word Allahu Allah of takbir-e-tahrima with the imam, but utters the word Akbar before the imam utters the same word, his salah will not be valid. So this is also very important. Let first imam to say Allahu Akbar, then we have to say Allahu Akbar behind imam.
So it means the person started his salah.
Ji.
He didn't get the sawab of jamaat, but the salah is accepted.
That is another thing, because he will offer, perform. Normally what happens if a person has make intention that he is offering salah behind imam.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. This is another fault. What he has to do? He has to stand while the salah is going on. This is also haram. Those, there are also different ruling regarding the matter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala rahim. If the muqtadi finds the imam in ruku and bends instantly for ruku, uttering the takbir, that is, he finishes the takbir after he had already bent down to such an extent that his hands would touch his knees. If he stretched them, his salah will not be valid. So this is very important. What happens normally if we are offering behind Imam Sahib? We have made our intention and we are saying Allahu Akbar. We are just doing this. Or we have moved our hands, but still we are saying Allahu Akbar of takbir-e-tahrima. So it is also necessary and obligatory to say complete first Allahu Akbar. Tahreem takbir-e-tahrima is Allahu Akbar. It is obligatory to say Allahu Akbar while standing completely. You are standing. Okay. Now you have said Allahu Akbar. Now you can bend. So you understand what is the mas'ala regarding this matter? If a person comes to join in jamaat, and he finds imam in ruku. Imam is in ruku. Already in ruku. Now, what we learn that now there's no need to say 4 rakat zuhur behind imam sahib and I'm facing towards Qibla. There's no need to say because you already have made intention. Now just you'll have to stand straight and you'll have to say Allahu Akbar. Now this is enough. And if you have the experience that imam makes ruku up to such an extent that I can offer subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk, then you have to make qiyam like this. And if you have the experience that Imam Sahib, he will not give me a time up to such an extent that I can offer this sana. Now you'll have to just say Allahu Akbar and just go down in ruku. You are not uttering the words of Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. Then there's no need to remain in state of qiyam. Just you have to stand straight. Then you have to say Allahu Akbar. And now you will say the takbir of ruku, Allahu Akbar, just to join with Imam in ruku. And if someone says Allahu Akbar, and while saying takbir tahrimas Allahu Akbar, he bends down up to such an extent that if he would stretch his hand, his hands could reach up to his knees. Now this is the least amount of ruku. Now his takbir tahrima would not be considered valid and his salah will not start at all. So this is important ruling of Sharia. We must keep this thing in our mind whenever we are going to start salah in such a condition.
I think this is a very important thing. Can you show us practical ones?
Yeah, I think this was the question of last week.
Suppose we came and Imam is already in the room.
Ji.
And when we done Allahu Akbar, and now we also start going in ruku, but we saw now Imam is coming up and we going down. So when the ruku is done or not?
This is also a very important thing. Let me show you first. Yes, say Allah, stay loudly. Now this is the way. Now he can say other takbir also, Allahu Akbar, and he can make ruku. Now once again stand up. And now say Allahu Akbar, and while saying Allahu Akbar, bow down up to such a level that your hands could reach to the knees.
Allahu Akbar.
Now salah is not started. Because
you jumped.
No. He although he skipped, but this is the condition of salah that you must have to say Allahu Akbar while you are standing. And this thing is not considered as qiyam at that which is the first level of salah. So do once again please, the correct and incorrect both things. First Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
This is the way when he understands that he can read Subhanakallahumma behind Imam when he is in ruku. Because normally wherever we perform salah, we know the habit of Imam also. So now, this is the second condition when we know that we cannot find Imam while saying sana. Now we'll have to say Allahu Akbar, then we have to go to ruku directly. Valid condition. Correct. Ji, correct one. Now there's no need to say, to read sana.
For ruku also.
Yeah, this is correct.
Now we join the Imam.
And incorrect way also.
Yeah, no,
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, this is.
Most of the people do that.
Allahu Akbar.
This is very common. If now you'll think, you'll realize that this is very common mistake because he's in hurry. He's rushing and trying to get first rakat or ruku with Imam and Allahu Akbar just comes in like this.
Last week you taught us how to perform salah and I practiced what you taught us during my Jummah and Alhamdulillah I felt great at the end of reading the Jummah because I followed how you perform your ruku, how you sit down, how you go to sajda with your forehead touching and your knee, Alhamdulillah, it was very great. We got that feeling, you know.
Masalam.
I want to say that if we want to join an Imam, and it's not necessary we say two times Allahu Akbar, like Qiyam, Allahu Akbar, then when going to do again Allahu Akbar, it's not necessary.
Remember that first takbir tahrima is fard, compulsory. If, and the other takbirat are called takbirat-e-intiqalat. Moving from one part of salah to the other part. This takbir is not fard. neither fard nor wajib. So, although it is better to say Allahu Akbar, but it is not necessary. It won't affect your salah. Only there will be a matter of reward. That reward will be increased if you will say Allahu Akbar once and then you say Allahu Akbar. But if you get the time, if you have the experience of Imam that now if I'll say Allahu Akbar, then I'll say Allahu Akbar, then I won't be able to join with Imam in ruku, then you can go directly to the ruku also. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
I say if yesterday he came just in and Imam is in already in ruku.
Ji.
And I saw him, he is in ruku, but when I say Allahu Akbar and I'm going down, but he is coming up now.
Imam Sahib was already in ruku. Now the musalli, he is just going to join with Jamaat and he sees that now, if there are not lot of musallis and we are just behind Imam, we can see and we can understand the situation. Now, while the musalli is bowing down to ruku and Imam is coming back from ruku, now remember, saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, neither it is fard nor it is wajib. Okay? Only up to the amount of saying Subhanallah is wajib. Only up to the amount of saying Subhanallah is wajib in ruku. So what? Yeah. Now if a person, he must realize this thing that Imam is just coming back from ruku, but if he would stretch his hand could reach to his knees. Now he will be considered in ruku. And if he joins in such a state with Imam, his salah will be valid and he will be considered that he has found that rakat also. You understand this thing?
Ji. He gets the reward and found.
Ji. If let's suppose Imam was in ruku and Muqtadi is just going to join and Imam is just starting to come back from ruku. Now remember this thing. Please come forward. This is very important thing which you have to learn. That just slightly you'll have to bow down and you'll have to show that your hands are reaching up to knees. So this slightly you have to start bowing down. So remember, still this is qiyam. This is also qiyam. Now where's your knees? Yeah. Slowly. This is still qiyam because his hands cannot reach to the knees. Now instantly that last moment of qiyam, ruku starts. So this is his ruku. Now he's in proper ruku. Now start coming back slowly. Now this still is in ruku. Now ruku finishes. You understand? Ji. Now he'll have to see that whether he'll have to do also tahari in this condition. And if he understands that now Imam still is in ruku and I stretch my hands up to such a level, now still I'm not in ruku. Now my hands can reach up to the knees. Now my ruku starts. And I said, Allahu Akbar, was Imam and he was still do? Now I could reach. This would be considered that our ruku matched. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What is the least of amount to pronounce a word? Remember, if I'm saying my lips are moving but I can't hear the voice with my ears, now it won't be considered as recitation or reading something. If I'm saying, now my lips are moving, but any voice did not come out, I did not utter any word, I just moved my lips, and I could not hear my own voice in the core, in the state of peace and calm. Okay? Now it won't be considered that I am uttering any word. And if I'm saying, but I did not hear the voice of Allahu Akbar with my own ears in normal condition, when there's no noise around and there's no problem of hearing with me. In normal condition, if I say, but I could not hear the voice of Allahu Akbar, now my salah did not start at all. So at least a person must say Allahu Akbar in such a way that his ears can hear the voice of Allahu Akbar. So this is also very important mas'ala. And remember, whatever is fard and obligatory fard in salah, the voice of that thing must come in your ears, must be heard from ears. This is fard for you. And the thing which is wajib for you to recite, let's suppose for Suratul Fatiha, according to Ahnaf, whole Suratul Fatiha and every verse of Suratul Fatiha is wajib. Also learned about the minimum amount of qiraat, which is wajib. We also learned last week, that amount of qiraat must be listened by the person himself. If this is also wajib. So if he will recite Suratul Fatiha in such a way, now I can't hear my voice properly, now it won't be considered that I am reciting Suratul Fatiha. So this is very important thing. Normally general public does not take care of these things.
This is very common.
But this is when you recite hello, you're talking about, but not behind the imam. Because last week we told behind the imam we had a
That's understood.
When you're reciting hello.
Ji, that's understood. But I have to say Allahu Akbar with such a voice that I can hear myself.
Even behind the imam, you must be able to hear yourself when you say
Allahu Akbar. I hope that you have learned a lot today also. So this is the teachings of Islam. This is basic thing. As-salatu imaduddin. Salah is the pillar of deen. Man aqamaha faqad aqamaddin. Whoever established salah, he established the pillar of deen. وَمَنْ هَدَمَهَا فَقَدْ هَدَمَ دِينَ. And whoever destroyed salah, he destroyed the whole deen. So why our situation of deen is very deteriorating, very bad, because we did not follow this basic thing. And if we count how many people they offer salah, from millions of people, I think if you could say that only thousands of people, they would offer salah, that's not wrong. And from those thousands, how many people they know the masail of salah like this? You can't say that even 5% people, they don't know the masail. So, if we will try and carry on and learn like this, inshallah, day will come, inshallah, in our whole Lodium, not in Lodium, in our whole Pretoria and whole South Africa, we can cause a big Madani revolution in our environment. So, this is an invitation to all of you. To please come in our Ishtima, join Madrasatul Madina Balighan. In Madrasatul Madina Balighan, you can learn all these things easily. So, you must come every day, alhamdulillah, after Salatul Isha. Madrasatul Madina takes place only for few minutes. If you have 5 minutes, come to Madrasatul Madina. Madani Kafla in our Jamiatul Madina, he was telling that there's a new Muslim Islamic brother. And alhamdulillah, I was also shocked that he learned the whole alphabets of Arabic, Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, correctly, mashallah, correctly. Alhamdulillah, he learned in one day. And I was shocked because in our environment, I belong to an Urdu-speaking community. In our environment, those people, you can say the surprising thing, those people who learn the whole Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha in Urdu, and for years, they pass 10 grades, they are graduates, they are learning Urdu from the very first day, even they are unable to learn Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha according to the teachings of Qur'an, according to the rulings of Qiraat. They even can't pronounce after 10 days, 20 days, even after years. There are a lot of people who are unable to pronounce these letters accordingly. Alhamdulillah, that was the jazba of that Islamic brother, enthusiasm that Islamic brother told, and I also heard from him myself. Alhamdulillah, in one day, he learned whole alphabets of Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha. Even, he belongs to this community, this society, where people cannot recognize even Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha at all. And alhamdulillah, he did not only recognize, alhamdulillah, he can pronounce all those letters. Alhamdulillah, very nice. So, you must also pray for him that may Almighty Allah give him more courage and more jazba and more enthusiasm that he could learn whole Quran. And we must also ponder about ourselves, what I am doing. I am Muslim by birth. How much I learn Quran. So this is invitation to one and all. Please come and join Madrasatul Madina. Inshallah, you'll learn a lot. All the masail of salah and ghusl and tayammum and other masail, inshallah. As well as you'll be able to learn Quran according to the rules of qiraat. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. to act upon these Madani pearls. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyul Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.